confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We have not talked a lot about the war in Ukraine as of late because, to be honest, with primary day in New York and a number of other things pressing us here, like inflation and a rash of Supreme Court cases that have all gone well, we've had other things to talk about. But there are some developments there. The Washington Times talking now about cyber opportunities that Russians are using to get an upper hand. And here to discuss some of what is not being discussed everywhere else is Dustin Carmack. He's a research fellow, cybersecurity, intelligence, and emerging technologies, border security, and immigration center at the Heritage Foundation is where he hangs his hat. Dustin, thanks for being here. Kevin McCullough, nice to make your acquaintance. We've had KT McFarland, who I'm sure you're familiar with, was the civilian equivalent of a four-star general in her two tours at the Pentagon. And she has been lauding for months that there is a kind of asleep at the wheel approach to American cybersecurity, and not only how we're helping our allies, but how we're even defending our own existence. And I'm curious if you have a similar concern, not just whether or not we're helping Ukraine, but even as it pertains to our own homeland. Where are we in this sometimes forgotten about aspect of national defense?
Yeah, it's great to join you. I think, that the answer is probably like somewhere in between. I think there's a lot of busy bees in the government and private sector trying, I think, their best and the good deference to try and to fix, a lot of different cyber problems. But the problem is that a lot of times the bureaucracy gets in the way of things. And there's been a lot of changes in our cybersecurity posture as a country and internationally just in the last two or three years because of kind of, the rampant explosion of this kind of problem that we've seen coming down the tracks. And so, I think, what I worry a lot about is are all sides of the debate, kind of talking to each other and a lot of times there's a blind spot for, a lot of times people think, the government's got an observation on everything that's happening in domestic networks, but that's not really the case. And so when you think about things like the SolarWinds attack, yep, and espionage operations out of Russia and other places, they essentially take advantage of domestic side apparatuses, and then that's really where I worry about. And it's not just Russia, it's not just China. There's a multitude of actors and criminal networks, Iran, North Korea, others, all scanning consistently, thousands of times a day for vulnerabilities, not only in government networks but corporations around the world.
How are we prepared, in your estimation? How well are we prepared for a consistent onslaught if they all decided to go for it like nonstop for, days, weeks, months on end?
Well, that's where it gets a little trickier because, nobody's really ever seen kind of a brawl out, cyber war. And then, a lot of people, I think, at times kind of view cyber in the sense of, if you saw like the fourth Die Hard movie, where it was shutting down, street lights in Washington, D.C., and not to say there's not some scary tools by all means out there, but these are not easy things to do either. A lot of times it takes, significant amounts of time, attention, discreetness, and resources for an adversary to be able to take advantage to do something big. And then it's a question, too. I think that's what we ask, and I ask a lot, too, is a lot of times it's not about if you're going to get hacked, it's going to be when you're going to get hacked. And so resiliency is probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest thing that you can have as a company, as a school, as the government, to be able to, turn back quickly. And that's what, I do worry, is everybody connecting the dots to be able to do that?
So let me ask you this. Was there a definitive difference between the previous administration and this one in terms of emphasis? Were we watching things more closely and it's become less of a priority, or was this a problem across both administrations?
I think it's a problem across both administrations. This has been they stood up, the United States Cyber Command as an independent, combatant command arm in 2010. I think even former Secretary Gates noted, there was issues to be had. And again, there's some really good cyber expertise, in the private sector by all means, which, I think the government's been relying more heavily on Because there are a lot of times there's issues, you know, and sometimes warranted with, you know, sources and methods. And we do a lot of sharing and collaboration with foreign countries that don't want to be on the front page of the New York Times. You know, Microsoft's done a really good job of outlining different attacks that have been happening across networks in Ukraine. And so it really shows you in this type of debate, I mean, it really is one of those where that has to be almost a true collaboration to an extent. But again, those are really hard things to do. I mean, at every industry, a critical infrastructure node is very different. You know, regulating, you know, a gas pipeline industry is very different than, say, a nuclear power plant or, yeah, you know, a utility. And so, you know, you can also, as a government, do dumb things that, you know, are just paperwork exercises that don't actually make us safer.
Dustin Carmack of the Heritage Foundation, appreciate the analysis. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.